Welcome to the Ogletree Deacons Podcast, a brief discussion of compelling legal issues and practical insights. Please note that the information in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to be, nor should it be construed as legal advice. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or through your favorite podcast service. Please consider rating and reviewing so that we may continue to provide the content that covers your needs. Please enjoy the program.
Hello, and welcome to Ogletree Deacons Global Solutions Flash Briefing. My name is Mami Kato. I'm a counsel at Ogletree's Metro Detroit office, and today I'm here to share some updates with Japan. Throughout the latter half of 2020, Japan had steadily eased some restrictions that it had imposed earlier in the year, both with respect to restrictions within the country, as well as entry prohibitions for foreigners entering Japan. As we enter 2021, however, Japan saw a sharp spike in reported number of new cases, as well as significant strain on its medical system and infrastructure, which resulted in reinstating more stricter restrictions once again, which we'll talk about today. With respect to entry prohibitions, in late December, and in response to new COVID-19 variant, Japan reinstated the generally applicable entry prohibition for mostly all foreigners entering Japan for the first time. As of January 13th of this year, what Japan has earlier instituted as business track exemption, where foreigners from certain Asian nations were permitted to enter, subject to having a Japanese business with proper COVID-19 prevention and control measures sponsor that individual, that program has been suspended until further notice or until the state of emergency declaration is dissolved in its entirety. Accordingly, until further notice, the only folks who can enter Japan at this time are Japanese nationals and permanent residents, those with reentry permits, and those who fall under what the Japanese government has classified as special circumstances exceptions, which includes spouses and children of Japanese national and permanent residents. It remains to be seen how Japan will begin to once again ease its entry restrictions, especially in light of the Tokyo Olympics, which is now just over 6 months away. With that challenge, Japanese government will be required to determine a way to start letting foreigners into the country at the same time ensuring the athletes and other representatives from all around the world can enter Japan to participate in the games. More relevant update perhaps for Japan as of today is the state of emergency declaration, which happened on January 7th. In response to the sharp rise in new cases and hospitalization issues, the government of Japan declared a state of emergency in 4 prefectures surrounding Tokyo, which was later expanded to 7 additional prefectures, including Osaka and Kyoto. It should be noted that Japan's state of emergency this time around does not require a hard lockdown, the types we have seen in Europe. Instead, citing to observations and lessons learned from 2020, the government of Japan is imposing restrictions that are designed to eliminate after-hours socializing at restaurants and bars, which the government of Japan has determined was the source of spreading the COVID-19 within the country. For this reason, restaurants and bars in the prefecture under the state of emergency are being asked to close at 8 o'clock in the evening and limit its alcohol service from 11 o'clock in the morning to 7 o'clock in the evening. As with prior declaration of emergency, there is no penalty. However, each prefecture is permitted to publish the name of the business that do not comply and also offer financial assistance and subsidy to those businesses that do comply. Now, with respect to employers, the government of Japan is asking each employer to try to achieve 70% reduction in commute by its employees by promoting telework and staggered commuting and so forth. However, one news source has reported that according to its survey, only 35% of these employees in Japan has achieved that 70% target. So it remains to see how effective this reduced commuting can achieve in terms of what Japan is trying to do here. On February 2nd, the government of Japan extended its emergency declaration for the 10 prefectures, including Tokyo, Kyoto, and Osaka. And the emergency declaration will remain in place until March 7th of 2021. However, if each of these prefectures is able to achieve enough reduction in new cases, as well as reduce hospital bed occupancy rate, and get themselves down to stage 3, or what Japan has categorized as orange zone, then the state of emergency may be dissolved sooner than March 7th. It's also noted that no school closure is required at this time in Japan. Finally, with vaccination, it has been pointed out that Japan is the only G7 nation that has not yet begun vaccinating its population. The current plan is to start at the end of this month with healthcare workers and frontline workers. In March, it will be followed by distributing coupons for the elderly population, those aged 65 and above, followed by those with underlying conditions, and those who work in assisted living facilities and other areas serving the elderly population, and finally, the general population. The goal, again, with sight in with respect to the Tokyo Olympics, is to try to get the entire population inoculated before then. With respect to employers, it is not likely that the employers will be able to require vaccination as a condition of employment. The government of Japan has generally asked employers to encourage its employees to be vaccinated and to make whatever accommodation that's conducive for the employees to receive such vaccination. It is not likely that there will be any difference with respect to COVID-19. And to the extent the vaccination will become widely available in the next couple of months, employers will most likely be asked to encourage its employees to become vaccinated and to make whatever accommodation that's reasonable so that they can get vaccination. There'll be a lot happening in Japan in the next few months. Ogotree Deakin's Global Solutions team will monitor the situation in Japan as Prime Minister Suga and his administration will continue its work to combat the disease, the pandemic and inoculate the entire population, at the same time face the unique challenge of hosting the Olympic Games. And we look forward to bringing you more updates then. Please check back with us as we bring you more updates from around the world. Thank you for joining me today in this Japan Flash Briefing. And until the next time, please stay safe.
Thank you for joining us on the Ogletree Deacons podcast. You can subscribe to our podcasts on Apple Podcasts or through your favorite podcast service. Please consider rating and reviewing so that we may continue to provide the content that covers your needs. And remember, the information in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not to be construed as legal advice.